big deciding factor for us to make the move down here south. And, you know, before we left Pennsylvania and was getting everything together to get moved, sold that snowblower. And the day the moving guys showed up and we left, wouldn't you know it, I forgot the snow shovels in the garage.
You might actually need those this winter. Not even going to lie to you. Every once in a while we can get some, what you'd laugh at, a snowstorm, but they're decent for around here. A common snowstorm for Greer is about 4 to 6 inches. That's pretty normal. On rare occasions, we can head into the 6 to 10 inch range for the Greer area. And it gets to be quite a bit more as you head towards the mountains and into the mountains. Elevation plays a big role in that. But it's not like Pennsylvania at all. Get that a couple times in the winter and then it's gone.
Where we lived was kind of at the base of the mountains there. It was actually, we lived about 5 miles west of the highest point on Interstate 80, east of the Mississippi. So, you know, we're quite familiar with the white stuff falling out of the sky. Hopefully we can get away from that. We figured we're not going to lose it entirely being here, but it won't be nearly, you know, what it was up there. The older I get, the worse I hate the cold and snow, so that part we're not going to miss at all.
Sure. One thing that I don't enjoy is my hands being cold. I cannot stand cold hands, but that's my life right now. I'm a flatbedder, and I do nothing but handle wet straps all the time with the wind blowing and everything, and I cannot get rid of cold hands, and I don't know what to do about it. They stay froze. Not necessarily the most pleasant experience. And once December, January, and February get here, I'll have to deal with ice on my straps instead of just them being wet. So I'm not necessarily looking forward to that aspect of it at all.
Well, for you, I definitely do. I mean, I was a driver for 11 years, and I've run everything from van, reefer, low boy, flatbed. Spent the next 14 years as a senior admin for a trucking company and for a heavy construction company that ran over 600 commercial units. So after 25 years in transportation, the 7 day a week, 24 hour on call, I thought I'd had enough of that, and it was time to kind of dial things down and take a little bit of time for me. But I definitely know what you're talking about as far as having to throw straps in the freezing rain, snow, slop, and all of that. You know, it's not an easy job. And I always said, whenever anybody would ask me, that trucking is not for the frail.
I mean, it's not very forgiving either. I don't know of very many occupations that dish out the kind of repercussions that errors do in trucking. You can't really afford any screw-ups. You have to be 100% flawless, or it causes a lot of pain, agony, loss of life, or big, 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 big expense. it's not an easy career at all. And although I do enjoy it, it's always a big headache. Something always comes up, something unexpected. And you go to make a delivery and you show up and it's not at all what you were told it was going to be, and a completely different location set up from the last time someone delivered there, and everything has changed, and now it's really tight, almost impossible to get in and out of unless you know what you're really doing. And all that lovely stuff, and sitting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting to get loaded, sitting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting to get unloaded, getting stuck in traffic, and all that lovely stuff that goes along with it.
where you're coming from. I know exactly where you're coming from. You know, I could tell stories, you know, from now until the middle of next week and never repeat one. And, you know, it's certainly a job with its own challenges. But, you know, I got to say that, you know, I did like doing it. Grew up in a small town, very small town, and we lived far enough out that we were the first kids on the bus and the last ones off. So, you know, it gave me an opportunity to see a lot of this country that I've never been able to do otherwise. But I'm going to turn this net and repeater back over to you, Net Control, and anybody else who has some comments or some things that they wanted to talk about there. Once again, I appreciate your time and appreciate everybody's help, and you know, look forward to hearing everybody on these nightly nets, and at some point maybe seeing everyone in person. And I'm going to say 7-3. I'll be clear on your final, Kilo Charlie 3, November Foxtrot Alpha.
Greatly, and thanks for hopping on here and saying hi for a little while. Hopefully I'll meet you someday in person. I've got a whole list of people that I need to catch up with. I've been really busy lately, but I'm to the point I'm going to start making some time to catch up with people that I've really wanted to. I'm hoping things slow down for me a little bit in the wintertime, and I'm going to try to change things up a little bit and get some of my goals done. Hopefully lay some eyeballs and handshakes on some hams as well. And just a suggestion, I don't know if you ever thought about the possibility of someday having an antenna party or a group of, where you can invite a group of people over to help you push your antenna up. But that's another activity that usually at least a small handful, if not more than that, will show up and help you with that. And it's a great opportunity to lay an eyeball and a handshake on people that you hear on the radio. So I know we've had a couple of them over time, so just putting that out there. Thanks for hopping on here, and I hope you enjoy it and come back every night. And we'll go ahead and check for any more check-ins. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. I'm going to go ahead and write up my net report and file it, and then close out the net. I just now got back on here. I had some technical difficulties with my radio, so wanted to say, this is KJ4WZM, now securing the Blue Ridge 2 internet with their thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to everybody. And good night.